one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you joining us this evening. And, of course, tonight we'll have the latest news and information about the big story here in Rochester, the Lancers potentially not coming back to play this season. I say potentially because there have been some new developments today. We're going to talk about that in just a moment with our guest, Rochester soccer legend Doug Miller. We'll also have Pat Erkley on the show tonight to talk about the Rhinos and the big meetings coming up this week in Portland with the USL and Major League Soccer. Portland is the site of the MLS All-Star Game. We'll talk about that with MLS facing Bayern Munich with Michael Lewis, and also speak to Dick Howard about the start of the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, which begins in Canada tomorrow, featuring, of course, the United States. Joining us now, of course, in our studio here is Joe Sirianni. And, Joe, we got a couple things to clean up, or things we have to mention before we go to Doug to talk about what's going on with the Lancers. But we have some big news about a brand new sponsor for our show.
Well, we got the Van Bortolo family of cars, and we'd like to welcome them to Soccer Kick in the Grass, and they just happened. So in the future, in the next segment, we're just going to give a little bit more detail about the cars that they sell, the location where they are, and we want to thank them for being part of our show.
And we thank Kitty Van Bortel personally, of course, one of the top entrepreneurs and business people in Rochester. And just to show us again, we want to support our local businesses, much like, you know, Sam has said in his years in soccer, to support Rochester. And Kitty certainly has done that, and we wholeheartedly welcome her to the Soccer is Kick in the Grass family and all the members of the Van Bortel car dealerships. We also want to congratulate the Western New York Flash. They had a big come-from-behind win over Boston last night, 4-3. Two goals from Abby, get back in the lineup again, and Sam Kerr with a goal, and also the game winner from Sonia, the Spanish international. Basically, it comes down to that Portland needs to lose both their final two games against Boston on the road on Saturday, and then they host the champion Seattle Reign on next weekend. The Flash have to win twice, and then Chicago has to drop at least 1 point in their next two games before they play the Flash in the last game.
Is that a mission impossible?
No, absolutely not. The Flash are still in this. They need help, definitely, but they're still not out of it. The Flash will be back home next Wednesday, the 13th, against Sky Blue, 7 p.m. Be sure to get your tickets. If you're a member of the U.S. military, you can get in for free because it is military night, and it's the last regular season home game of the season. So, again, encourage everyone, call 454-KICK to get your tickets on August 13th, Wednesday night, the Western New York Flash against Sky Blue. And speaking of the women, the U.S. women's national team back in Rochester, September 18th, taking on Mexico at Salen Stadium. It's a Thursday evening. If you're a Rhino season ticket holder, you can get your tickets starting tomorrow. If you're not a Rhino season ticket holder, why aren't you? You should be, because then you're going to be able to get your tickets tomorrow before probably the match sells out. So, again, it's September 18th. We'll have more details on that as it gets closer. But, of course, we'll get to see all the great women's national team players against one of their CONCACAF rivals as they prepare for World Cup qualifying at September 18th at Salem Stadium. You can visit the Rhinos website for more information at rhinosoccer.com. But right now, let's go to the major news story that broke over the weekend. And, of course, it's about the Rochester Lancers and that. So let's put it this way, what Sam has just posted on the site. Sam is retired from soccer.
Okay.
So that is his official announcement that Soccer Sam, Salvatore Fantuzzo, the businessman, again, different from Soccer Sam, the character, much like Stephanie McMahon, the character on WWE is not the same as Stephanie Levesque, who runs WWE corporate. So keep that in mind, everybody. There's been some new developments that have happened today, and if you read the Syracuse newspaper, if you've been following what's going on, there's been some stories about what might happen with the Rochester indoor soccer franchise and a certain gentleman who we have on the line right now who may be getting involved to keep indoor soccer in Rochester. We're very happy to be joined by Doug Miller, and Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, 4618 Ridge Road West in Spencerport. Number to call is 352-5300, and if you need help with your golf game like I do, go to the driving range and hit some balls, get yourself ready for the last parts of the golf season, and hopefully it'll be a lot drier than it has been recently. But Doug, thank you for coming on the show on short notice. I know there's a lot of things going on, but first of all, thanks for being with us and welcome to the show.
Andrew, Joe, thank you very much.
Well, Doug, obviously, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the people in Rochester have read the stories about what's going on and the latest developments in Syracuse. Let me just quote exactly what was quoted in the Syracuse newspaper. And it was a note from Kevin Milliken, the commissioner of the new Major Arena Soccer League, said a potential new owner has emerged for the, he says, the Rochester Lancers. We'll just say Rochester Indoor Soccer. And then you're talking to someone who wants to take over the team. I think that things on that end are going well. Syracuse coach Tommy Tanner guessed that the potential owner is the guest we have currently, Doug Miller. And it says, I think he's capable of doing it in some form. So, Doug, given that, can you give us the information from your end? What are you looking to pursue with the indoor soccer team, if anything? And tell us your thoughts about what's been going on over the past few days.
No, as you know, it was a tough decision by Sam and for us as players, fathers to our kids. We got the news on Saturday like everybody else, and it's disappointing, you know, for another franchise, you know, to go under after Sam has done such a fantastic job of building a, you know, a culture. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, I got involved with this because I believed in, you know, the Rochester Lancers and what Sam wanted to do. And I think there's a possibility that, you know, we can still save this and try and move forward. And that's, you know, ultimately my goal, trying to put all the ducks in a line with the staff and, you know, sponsors and move forward, you know, to compete in the 2014-15 season.
And, Doug, where would you play? What would be the venue where you would play?
Well, the idea is, you know, to see, because I haven't gotten all the details, you know, with the Blue Cross Arena. Those are things I still have to work through and talk with Mr. Calkins and the city. You know, I'm just trying right now, the first, you know, couple of days is to get, you know, your staff, you know, all organized, all fighting for the same thing, you know, ready to move forward. And that's my goal because some were, you know, out of town and some got the news. And, you know, we're just trying to put the pieces together to make, you know, a viable effort at trying to, you know, compete in the 2014-15 season.
Rich Crandall, one of the people that you would use, or of course, because of his experience, he'd probably be a big help to you.
Joe, I didn't hear that. Who was that?
Rich Crandall.
Rich Randall.
Yeah. Randall,
yeah.
So, Rich was, on vacation, I think, or out of the country. I'm not really sure because I was out as well when I, you know, got the news. So I'm waiting to talk with Rich. I've talked to some of the staff. I've talked to Josh. I've talked to Kayla, you know, the staff that's been helping, you know, Soccer Sam, you know, lead this forward. And for me, it's just trying to get everything organized, you know, to come out, you know, with a definitive plan, you know, to move forward, you know, for the 2014-15 season.
Doug, let me ask you this. The Blue Cross Arena, how critical is it to have the BCA as our venue, given that there's been some situation going on with the city and the organization that runs the arena? If for some reason you can't play at the Blue Cross Arena, would this pretty much end, or would you maybe try to go someplace else and play?
You know, those are all valid questions. My goal is, you know, to keep it, you know, the product and the entertainment value as is. I believe in what Sam has started, what Sam has created. I believe that that's the proper venue, you know, for the Rochester Lancers because of the culture that's been, you know, built. So that's my number one goal. I don't know most of the details. I haven't gotten in front of, you know, the proper people yet because this is, you know, this is all new as it came through over the last couple of days, you know, trying to find a way forward. And so those are conversations I'm going to have. If you get bad lemons, you make lemonade. I'm okay with making lemonade, but yeah, I'd rather have fresh lemons.
I can understand that, and
it's correct.
The mention in the article mentioned about Kevin Milken, the commissioner of the MASL. Have you spoken to him? And if so, what have you discussed with him?
I had two or three conversations with him over the past 2 days. Discussed, you know, concerns, you know, that you know, were, you know, important, you know, and one of those, you know, was the multi-point system, which is a crucial one. And you know, for those who don't really understand, you know, there's cultures that are built around the game of soccer. There's the purist, there's the American fan, and in Rochester, we not only have the purist, the older, you know, generation who believes, you know, a 1-0 game, a 0-0 game is an entertaining game because they're watching the flow of the game. And then you have the more of the casual American fan who a 3-point goal that Mauricio hits, you know, is going to get you out of your seats and people are going to go crazy. The difference being is that this culture is a multi-point culture. In San Diego and Dallas, you know, they are a one-point culture. That's the old MISL when I started back in 1990 and 91. You know, they've never had a multi-point system. And so, you know, we're trying to go back and forth. So that was one of the discussions. The other discussion was, you know, solidifying a lease, you know, to have a viable option, you know, to play, travel, you know, with the expansion of the league, you know, how much more travel is going to be involved. You know, the divisions that were made up, you know, it's Baltimore, Syracuse. You know, if I can, you know, make this work, it'd be Rochester, Harrisburg, and Detroit. Right now it's me trying to put things together that will make this work. And, yeah, I'm going to, you know, put my best effort forward.
Well, one of the things, Doug, is the fact that, you know, the players recruiting and all that kind of thing, that you got a heck of a job in front of you. And from our perspective, I hope that you're very, very successful, because just like you said, I want to see another franchise go down the drain, and especially the one that with the name that I love.
For sure. And, you know, the good news is the guys that were here for the past 3 years, you know, they're my teammates, they're friends. When you have relationships, you can actually call on those relationships to, you know, come and, you know, lend a helping hand. And, you know, I've got a lot of relationships in Rochester. There's been a ton of people that have been so good to me in my soccer career, you know, in my business. And those are people I'm going to reach out to, you know, to help save the Rochester Lancers moving forward, because I do think there is a culture. You know, my two daughters dance for the Junior Lancer Dancers. My wife choreographs it. And when you think about a culture, when a 12-year-old girl, you know, texts you and says, how did it go today? Are we going to have my Lancers? And so you totally take it from a new perspective. And my daughter's not the only one who's saying that. There's thousands and thousands of kids who need heroes, who need role models, who need to watch the highest level of soccer being played that they can afford, you know, to be played. And I think that is, you know, what's important, you know, in this community, you know, bringing more people down to the city, you know, brings revenue there, brings more people in there for our games. So there's a lot of economic development that can come out of it, or a loss. And, you know, I'm one, you know, to try and make a way forward, build a bridge, you know, to get from A to B. And hopefully when we get to B, you know, we can get to build a roadmap to get to Z.
Well, Doug, would you be the only owner, or you're trying to form a conglomerate of people to help you financially?
Well, I mean, that's the puzzle I'm trying to figure out right now. And so once I figure that puzzle out, you know, and I've got to do it in a short period of time so that, you know, there is a way forward. And, you know, so that those are the things that I'll be working diligently on, you know, over the next two or three, you know, days to the week.
Joe, you got to give him Donald Trump's number. I know you got it in your Rolodex someplace. I think he might be busy with another franchise. But anyway, so Doug, obviously there's a lot to talk about here, and we're going to be keeping an eye on this. I don't, like you mentioned, though, that on Facebook and on Twitter, things have literally exploded. I mean, from the players to the staff to the fans have all come out and talked about how disappointed they were. But, you know, basically, I mean, I've talked to Sam, or I've electronically spoken to Sam, let's say this way. And I know that this has been very difficult for him, but I think in the end, from a business perspective, I think he did what he thought he needed to do. But obviously, you're stepping in. This is what business people do. You're an entrepreneur yourself. And so, you know, you have an opportunity to buy a business, and we'll see what happens. I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure all the Lancer fans are going to be watching very closely over the next several weeks to see what happens, and we'll certainly be keeping track of it on our show. So if anything comes up, please let us know.
I appreciate all the support, and again, you know, I'm going to try my best to, you know, to keep the Rochester Lancers, you know, alive and kicking, you know, for the 2014-15 season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Doug, and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So we'll see what happens. I mean, our crack engineer, Mr. D'Angelo, also mentioned, of course, the brand new arena at RIT is opening this fall. You know, that's another possibility if they need some dates to fill that arena up. And that's not, you know, the good thing about that is free parking out there. It's a completely brand new, beautiful facility. Seats about 4,500 people. I mean,
it would be ideal.
It'd be absolutely packed, and of course it's a hockey arena. So, but we'll keep you track here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and of course all the local media. I'm sure Jeffy Veronica's on this story, as a lot of people are. But we'll let you know what happens, and we will come back next. We'll shift gears, go up to Toronto, speak to Mr. Zero Dick Howard. We got a huge tournament starting up tomorrow. The FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup begins, with the United States involved, of course. We'll talk about that and all the latest international news next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton, with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The West and New York Flash play their final regular season home match on Wednesday, August 13th at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC at 7 p.m. It's military night with members of our armed forces receiving free admission to the match. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos conclude their five-match homestand this Sunday evening at 6.05 p.m. against the Orange County Blues. Please note that this match was rescheduled from the original date of August 9th. It's the annual mascot night courtesy of Bimbo Bakeries. Join Rex the Rhino and all his mascot friends for fun, kid-friendly activities. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by our newest sponsor, Van Bortel Auto Group. Van Bortel Subaru, located in Victor, Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortel Chevy in Macedon. For more information, go to VanBortelCars.com, and it's VanBortelCars.com. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto? And I'm sure you guys are getting ready for the big international tournament that's starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm at the National Soccer Stadium. It starts tomorrow with two sets of games, some here in Toronto and another group in Edmonton. And the Canadian team are just about to start a practice session. They open up against Ghana, the Black Princesses of Ghana, tomorrow night. The second game is North Korea against Finland. And the U.S., they start tomorrow, and they've got a tough opening game against the eternal rivals from Germany. That game in Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton.
Yeah, the U.S. is in the group, really the group of death. I mean, you've got U.S., yeah. Germany, Brazil, and China. Those are four countries that could easily, any of them could win this tournament, let alone they're all in the same group. I mean, I don't know how that managed to happen, but
it's with the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, Canada 2014, of course, is a prelude to the big one. The Women's World Cup, of course, which will be held in Canada next year in various venues from coast to coast. So it's going to be a really exciting prelude to what will be a very busy summer next summer.
That's right. And the United States against Germany will kick off at
7 p.m. Eastern Time, live on ESPNU, so you can see all the matches that the U.S. Under-20 women will be playing in. Other matches will be held in Moncton, New Brunswick, and also at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal. That's where the semifinals and finals will be held as well. Toronto will be hosting the Canadian group matches, at least the first two matches, and so that'll be some great soccer up in Toronto, Dick. I know that sure the fans looking forward to it, because again they're not going to get the World Cup next year because of the Pan American Games, so this is really the only
chance. That's right. But it's being very positive. They're expecting a crowd of anywhere between 10 and 12,000 at the game tomorrow night. A lot of interest, of course, with groups coming in, supporting the Canadian national team, and hopefully getting off to a good start. And I was talking to Andrew Olivieri, the coach of the Canadian team, and he felt that, you know, it's not the easiest of games to start with, because Ghana, as we've seen in the Men's World Cup, can be quite difficult opponents, very athletic, and they've got a lot of speed on the team. So it won't be an easy opening game for this Canadian team.
I'm sure there'll be a few Ghanaian fans there as well. I'm sure there's some Ghanaians who live in Canada, so it should be a great match. I mean, I was up there for the Under-20 Men's World Cup and a few years ago, and it was a great, great experience, and I know that it's great to see international soccer, and I'll be looking forward, hopefully, to going to the World Cup next year, if I could talk the boss into
it. And it's also great because the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, was here for a FIFA press conference this afternoon, and very positive comments about the game in Canada and how the fact that they've now got the Women's World Cup, will they be in line to get the Men's World Cup? So, but overall, a very positive press conference that was held by the FIFA president.
Well, one of the things that, is certainly great for Canada is to host this event, because there is a lot of people that are soccer orientated more than perhaps in the United States. But if you look what we did in the United States in the last couple international game, you know, the drawing been fantastic. So the interest is growing in leaps and bounds over here in the United States.
But wasn't that tremendous, guys? You know, the fact that the attendances at the games at the weekend, they exceeded Major League Baseball, especially that crowd of 109,000 and change for Manchester United, Real Madrid, just incredible.
Well, it shows that
it is unbelievable. That's
the fans are here in the United States. As long as you put out the best games, the best teams, the best talent, the U.S. will come out in droves, and they've proven it time and time again. And it's interesting because I know that the people in the La Liga brass are saying, you know, that the La Liga really wants to make an impact in the United States, much like the English game and the Italian game has, with a lot more coverage and a lot more fan base, a lot more interest. So
if you look at the population of the United States, the Spanish population is it's growing by leaps and bounds too.
Well, they're more interested, I think, in the Mexican league than probably La Liga. But yeah, I see what you mean, Joe. Absolutely, you speak the language and you have that heritage. But
it's just been such a positive summer, hasn't it? You know, you've had a tremendous World Cup in Brazil, and then they're just picking up on this with regards to these exhibition games before the season starts. And of course, we've still got the MLS season, and an interesting game on Wednesday with the All Stars, of course, playing Bayern Munich.
And fortunately, Jermaine Defoe will not be participating. He is injured. He'll be out for a few weeks. And he was
no word yet on what the injury is, but Michael Bradley will certainly be prominent in the game, and he was superb in the game of the weekend. Two great assists for two goals by Toronto FC, and a good win at Montreal after a disappointing performance against DC United.
Toronto striker Jermaine Defoe out 2 to 3 weeks with a groin strain, and that hurts, believe me. But Dick, I got to ask you another big news out of Canada, a name that certainly Rhino fans will remember. Jim has been with Montreal for decades. Nick DeSantis was relieved of his duties last week. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I think of Bob Linaduzzi, I think of course, the Vancouver Whitecaps, and you think of any team, any professional team in Montreal, and you think of Nick DeSantis. He's done such a great job as a player, as a coach, as a technical director, and an interesting move, of course, because people thought that Frank Klopas would be the one that would be released, the coach, which is the normal route, but they got rid of a technical person, and Frank Klopas stays in charge now, a little bit more to do with regards to player development and player recruitment. But they looked a very, very poor team at the weekend. The TFC took full advantage and were full value for their 2-0 win. It could have been a few more goals, but there's a lot to be done there, and it's unfortunate because, as you well know, in the time with any team from Rochester traveling into Montreal, there were always great rivalry, and there's a real core support in Montreal, and we've seen that over the years where they will come out if the soccer is good, and this season it hasn't been, unfortunately, for the Impact.
What would you put the blame to? Not that I'm looking for blame, but I mean, is the organization itself, or is the players, or is the coach, or what would you put? You know, because just like you said, Montreal has always been on top of everything. They used to win, so I don't think they accept losing or having a mediocre season very well.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, Joey Saputo and Nick DeSantis have had a great relationship over the years. As I say, it must be close to 20 years that Nick has been involved. And as I say, he was very much part of any professional team in Montreal and an outstanding player, as I mentioned. So it was a real surprise that that was the case. But the feeling is that he didn't make any good acquisitions in the off-season, and they're suffering the consequences at the moment.
Well, Montreal, they have a chance for get some redemption, because tomorrow night they begin play in the CONCACAF Champions League in Group 3 along with the New York Red Bulls and I don't know if it's FAS or FAS.
FAS from San Salvador, yeah. It'll not be an easy game for them. They're always tough at home, and it's a situation where you've got to get a good result away, hopefully a tie, and then when you come back home, use the home field advantage. But it's not an easy opening game for them, because I've known over the years, that the performances of Salvadorian teams, and at home they are very difficult opponents. It's a very intimidating environment playing in San Salvador.
Well, certainly it's going to be a game to watch, and I believe that game will be on one of the soccer channels. But one last thing, Dick, the Community Shield is on Sunday, the first game of the English season, and it's Manchester City hosting Arsenal, and Arsenal certainly have had their problems in the preseason, losing to the Red Bulls. They lost to Monaco over the weekend, but Manchester City, they've been having little struggles themselves. So what I'm going to be interested, though, is are we going to see one Frank Lampard in the blue of Manchester City on the weekend, because he is going to be playing on loan from New York City FC with Manchester City. And as a Chelsea fan, it's just absolutely stunning to think that Lampard would be in anything but a darker blue jersey of Chelsea.
Yeah, from one blue to another. But, I think it's going to be quite an open game. I think Arsenal, once they get into a settled lineup, they'll have a much better season than they did this past season. Manchester City, of course, they're there to be dethroned, so to speak, but made lots of acquisitions, and in their exhibition games prior to the season, a lot of combinations being tried out by the coach Pellegrini. So I think we're in for quite an enjoyable game. There's some great attacking players on display, and hopefully it'll result in a few goals and a good start to the season overall.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to hearing the reports about the matches being held in Toronto for the Women's Under-20 World Cup, and it's going to be something special. I'm looking forward to seeing the young ladies, some of which who may feature in the World Cup next year in Canada. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and it might be, we might see the States up here for a quarterfinal game. So we'll see. Then that will be on August the 16th. So there's a possibility that might be the case. So that would be good, especially if they play in Canada.
And, Dick, you notice we're not talking about Chelsea today.
Yes, we're
you
not talking
well,
about
Joe.
Chelsea because
and
they
one,
lost
on
3-0
one final note,
Burnley,
guys, I was
okay.
really saddened, you know, with the Soccer Sam sent me the email with regards to the loss of the Rochester Lancers, and what a, you know, a great job he's done over the years. I thoroughly enjoyed my trips to Rochester to see the Lancers and meet up with everybody. And I was really saddened to get the note from Soccer Sam about the state of the franchise. He did an excellent job, great enthusiasm. I'll always remember his great suits that he would wear and his sunglasses and so on. He's very much a part of the community and did a great job. And hopefully he'll still keep the ball rolling, albeit not with an indoor team.
Well, Sam has mentioned he's retiring from soccer, but you can go back and listen to our show later. We had Doug Miller on, and Doug is trying to keep the team alive. So we're going to keep keeping a very close eye on that over the next few weeks to see if we can he can make that happen.
Okay. Keep me posted,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Dick, and have a good night.
Thanks a lot,
okay,
Dick.
Joe, bye. Ciao, Andrew.
Bye-bye. Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from Toronto, the site of the one of the sites for the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup starting tomorrow. Again, the United States takes on Germany at 7 p.m. Kickoff is at 7 again from Edmonton, and the match will be at ESPNU, so you can watch our young women's national team players in action. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Rhino's president and COO, Pat Erkely, to talk about what's going on with the Rochester Rhinos, who are in great position to make the playoffs this year. And, of course, also the league is going to be making a big expansion next year. And we'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing all through the night. We're gonna keep on, keep on, keep on doing it right. We're gonna keep on, keep on, keep on moving. Gonna keep on, keep on, keep on moving. Keep on singing and dancing all through the night.
The voice of liberty.
W-Y-S-L.
You are listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Rochester Rhinos conclude their five-match homestand this Sunday evening at 6.05 p.m. against the Orange County Blues. Please note that this match was rescheduled from the original date of August 9th. It's the annual mascot night, courtesy of Beanbo Bakeries. Join Rex the Rhino and all his mascot friends for fun, kid-friendly activities. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash play their final regular season home match on Wednesday, August 13th at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC at 7 p.m. It's military night with members of our armed forces receiving free admission to the match. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Certainly a lot of news tonight. Talking again about the Rochester Lancers possibly still being in existence through Doug Miller. Again, if you didn't hear that part of the show, we'll have it up on the website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com later on this evening. But right now we're going to talk about the Rochester Rhinos, certainly a topic I'm very interested in, as of course I'm the color commentator for the Rhinos and very happy to be doing it. The Rhinos be in action on Sunday against Orange County, the Blues, formerly LA Blues, and the Rhinos doing very well, especially on the defensive side. And we're joined by somebody who always preached defense first as a coach, and the championships he won certainly showed that defense wins championships. Pat Erkley joins us now, and Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, it's the annual mascot game and the mascot day, so Rex will be there with all his friends. It's always a great game to bring the kids out and enjoy all the mascots and their antics. Game starts at 6:05 on Sunday. Again, it is on Sunday. It was changed from Saturday originally, so it's Sunday at 6:05. 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Pat, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. And before we get to the league stuff, I just want to, you know, talk to you about what's going on with the team. And looking back, you know, at the last few games, I just realized when I was preparing for the show, the Rhinos have given up one goal in the last four games. And you're going to do pretty well in this sport if you can give up one goal in four games. And certainly, I think the Rhinos' defense is stellar and John McCarthy doing a great job in goal. So I think I think the team has an excellent chance to go far in the playoffs this year.
Well, you know, the way I see it right now, from an organizational standpoint, the team's been very disciplined and organized. You know, over the last few games, we've had to deal with some injuries in regards to Dixon and J.C. Banks. And, you know, so those things have impacted us. You know, in regards to scoring. So I think even in the games where we didn't score a lot, we did create opportunity. So that's a positive. So I think moving forward into the playoffs, once we get everybody healthy, will be tough to deal with. But, you know, we have some challenging games coming up. We have head-to-head games against most of the teams that are fighting to make a playoff spot.
That's true. It's all the Rhinos don't have any games against teams ahead of them in the schedule left. So if we're going to move up at all and possibly get a home playoff game, we're going to need some help, like LA Dolls losing a couple of games over the weekend. That certainly helped us. Sacramento is now up in the third place. So if we can continue to win, and of course we got some road games coming up, Charleston and Charlotte back-to-back next weekend, and we have to go to Harrisburg, which is always very tough. But certainly I think that, you know, there's an opportunity there to possibly get a home playoff game if things work our way. We'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to have a home playoff game, but I guess the positive side is that we fared very well against the top half of the table versus the bottom half of the table. It seems like we play up to the level of the teams that are at the top when we're playing against them, and then we tend to play down to the level of the teams that are at the bottom of the table. So once we square that up and continue to be more consistent, obviously it will be tough, even more difficult to break down.
Sounds like Chelsea last year. I knew I was going to mention Chelsea again. By the way, in a couple weeks I will be on the my good friend Eric Nash's show, Vuvuzela, to preview Chelsea in their season in the EPL. It's on August 17th.
I told you we should change your name to an English name, not Le Battisti.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, no, you were so quiet, I didn't even know you were there.
Well, you know, Andrew's taken over, so he's not only your color commentator, he's also,
I got a big mouth
of Chelsea. And he knows all the score and how to say that. But let me just say this, Pat, it's... I, from my perspective and my love for the Rhinos and you personally, I just think that going forward, with those crucial games are coming up, things need to be a little bit, we got to have a little bit of luck because everybody wants to get to the playoffs. Now, tell me in your own word. What would you do if you were the coach, and what do you hope that has happened?
Well, like I said, I think that the couple of the very key players for us, if we get J.C. Banks and Dixon especially playing to their level, they have the capabilities of creating havoc up front for us because of their speed and their ability to get into scoring positions. So without them in the lineup, we've had opportunities, but again, I think those two guys can create even more opportunities. So there's really not much. Based on them being out with injury, I know they, JC came back last game and came in, but I think with those two guys back in the lineup, it's definitely going to put us in a better direction. No, I think, what I would do different is probably score.
you better put on the jersey, Pat.
I watch the games and they get into positions and the shots are either being saved or, they're right at the keeper. We look at the last few games, the keepers have made some good saves against us. So it's a lot different than last year. Last year, we were in a position where, we were fighting to try to get back in a playoff position. And the reality of the caliber of player that we had just wasn't creating the opportunities. And it was always like we were fighting to come back into the game rather than being on top. And this team isn't like that. This team hasn't put itself behind the eight ball that often. But it's certainly a team that's created opportunities. So, if we could start to see those opportunities go in for us, then, hey, we beat Orlando. That's a good sign. We're the only team that's done that. And you look at the top half of the table, we beat L.A., Sacramento. We lost here, but we should have won that game. I thought we had two great opportunities in the first half. We didn't put them away, so then they came back and got some goals. So I think when you look at those teams, I think we have a great chance, even if we're not playing at home, to do better on the road. And I think it's going to take that sort of a team. And to be honest with you, when you look at Bob as a coach, the championship that he won here in Rochester actually was on the road. So he's not a player, he's not a coach, and his teams aren't the type of teams that just focus on playing well at home and not being able to play on the road.
Well, Pat, there's another thing that I would like you to comment on today. The name of a team that you and I love so much, the Lancers, has received a setback again, going defunct for the moment anyway. How do you see that, and what's your comment, if you care to do so?
Sam said it right. They got involved in a league that, and he tried to make it sound like it was the best thing in the world, but I think, he realized that wasn't the case. So it's tough. They have growing pains, and you want, you know, the league to grow at the same pace and to everybody to be on the same page. And when they're not all on the same page and you know that some teams aren't viable or strong enough, then you have to make a business decision to say, hey, you know, am I going to operate the same way as everybody else, or, you know, or am I going to hope that these other teams actually become more professional? And I think he probably decided that, you know, it was going to take longer than he probably would want it to take. And you know, some of the people involved weren't very professional, just from an outsider's looking in. And he made the decision that that's not what he wanted to be involved. That's one thing about Sam. I mean, anything he does, whether it's, you know, his business in the pizza business or whether it was in soccer, you know, he made everything look and sound like it was the best thing in the world. And, you know, it's hard when you're dealing with people that don't have that same approach. You know, even in our league, it's the same thing to some degree, but not as much anymore because, you know, the level of investor is a lot different than it was, you know, back 15, 20 years ago. The level of investor in our league now are spending, you know, $500,000 to $750,000 to buy a franchise. So when you're investing that kind of money to get a franchise, you know you're going after the best people. So, you know, like Sacramento this year coming in and breaking records, you know, 22,000 people, three games in a row. You have OKC coming in and doing a very good job, and now their team's a lot stronger. You know, they're contending with us and for a playoff spot. So you have a lot of new teams, Tulsa coming in next year, Colorado coming in next year. You know, right now we have 19 teams, and there's probably going to be a few more announced over the next few weeks. So we'll be in upwards of 20 teams next year. So, you know, when you have that kind of history that you've built, you know, with him, it was going into a new league, and there's a lot of unknown, and many owners that may not be as credible. And it's tough. It's a tough decision, but, you know, knowing him and the way he likes to operate, it, you know, probably was the right decision for him.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you coming on the show. I'm glad you mentioned about the new teams coming in, and there's meetings going on this week in Portland with the MLS All-Star Game, and the USL people will be out there. So look forward to seeing a big league next year and a lot of new teams to commentate on, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it, and look forward to seeing what the Rhinos can do the rest of this year. So, again, we'll be seeing you on Sunday for Orange County. Thanks for being with us.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Big game. Big game.
Pat, and congratulations on your son's wedding.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We had a lot of fun.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll come back with Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
The West and New York Flash play their final regular season home match on Wednesday, August 13th at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC at 7 p.m. It's military night with members of our armed forces receiving free admission to the match. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The West and New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comfortable comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos conclude their five-match homestand this Sunday evening at 6.05 p.m. against the Orange County Blues. Please note that this match was rescheduled from the original date of August 9th. It's the annual mascot night, courtesy of Bimbo Baker. Join Rex the Rhino and all his mascot friends for fun, kid-friendly activities. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Andrew Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And let's bring in Michael Lewis for a few minutes here. Michael's appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, 30th location, coming soon in Gates. Tell them to call 234-555 or go to salvatores.com. I won't even attempt to do it the way Sam does it. Michael, thanks for being with us for a few minutes. How you doing? Hello, Michael. I think we lost him. We'll get him back in just a moment. But the mention about the Guinness Cup and the great attendance at the big house at the University of Michigan, almost 110,000 people to see Man U. It's fantastic. It just shows you, FIFA, you listening to our show, you should be. 100,000 people at every World Cup match. I'm sure you'd love that instead of playing in 130-degree weather in Qatar or Qatar, whatever you want to call it.
Qatar.
No, it's Qatar. But Gary Lineker, the great England striker, basically ripped FIFA today. And you can read about that. If you go to just look up Gary Lineker and FIFA, you'll find that. Michael's back with us. Michael, we're just talking about the huge crowds for the Guinness Cup and 110,000 in Michigan. But, of course, the Yankee Stadium had a big match with Man City against Liverpool. Tell us, were you at the match? And if so, tell us about it.
Yes, I was for an exhibition match, preseason match. It was an entertaining one. I could not believe the sea of red jerseys of Liverpool supporters there. But it seemed to be 100-1. Maybe that's not even a good way to describe it. But I think everyone had fun, and I didn't hear of any fan incidents. So it was fairly safe, and like I said, entertaining, and that's the bottom line.
And Liverpool will be playing Manchester United tonight in Miami in the final. I'm sure we might see Mr. Beckham might be in attendance, but rooting on his old side, right?
Probably, most likely, and I know they'll make you happy.
Of course it will. Anything with Mr. Beckham makes me happy. But, Michael, obviously the other big news, the MLS All-Star Game coming up on Wednesday. The All-Stars against Bayern Munich. It should be a great match in Portland. Should be a great atmosphere. What do you expect to see?
I expect to see sort of like a World Cup rematch-like, with the German World Cuppers getting into a preseason or form against some members of the U.S. national team and, of course, the best foreign players in the league. I'm hoping it will be an entertaining match. I don't mind having a little physicalness like Man City and Liverpool had, but I just hope it's not just one of these, oh, we'll let them kick and run type of thing, and not try to lean on other players. I'm not looking for a bloodbath or a yellow card or red card test by any means, but I'm hoping for a competitive match to showcase the talents of both teams.
Are you going there, Mike?
No, I'm not. I'll be here in New York.
Okay. Hopefully we'll see Bradley Wright Phillips and Thierry Henry doing well for the Red Bulls, a couple of the foreign players playing for the MLS All-Stars. But Mike, I know we shorted time tonight, but we'll have you on again next week. We'll talk more about what's going on with MLS and what's going on with U.S. soccer. So we'll talk to you then.
No problem. I understand part of it was on my part too, gentlemen. Have a good week and night.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It's Michael Lewis live from New York City here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we want to thank Michael and Dick Howard, of course, for being on the show, along with Pat Erkley and members of the Rhinos, Dan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky. Also thank the Flash for all their support during the year. And, of course, that's Aaron Lyons, Jackie Maynard, Mike Cipolla, Renee Meyer. The Flash will be in action again on Wednesday the 13th against Sky Blue at 7 o'clock. The Rhinos will be action on Sunday at 6:05 against Orange County. Call 454-KICK to get your ticket. And, of course, thanks to Doug Miller for giving us the latest news on the Rochester Lancers. Enjoying all you hoping they come back.
I hope they come back. You're right.
And this has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard up in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo taking care of things at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30. We'll have more information on the Lancers, the Rhinos, and the Flash, plus other soccer as well on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want to note that.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Yes.